The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Less than a week ago, I stood outside in the morning, sun hot already, tools in my hands and at my feet, facing uphill, looking at my fence, or at my not fence, because a thing that's almost a fence is not a fence, unless you want to call it a fence with a wide open gate. I stood out there in front of that fence and hollered, "I don't want to do this," more than once. And I didn't want to do it, except that I did, in the sense that I wanted it done and nobody else was here to do it but me. Maybe there should have been less procrastination, or more asking for help, or something in the past that could have been different, like maybe Rumpelstiltskin should have dropped by. The essential facts were, I wanted to go away for the weekend. The peas were almost ready to pick, the squashes and cabbages all coming along. A couple of tomatoes were ripening up. And as the woods dries out, the deer are alert for every new source of food. If you want to live where I live, and have a garden, and go away, you have to have a fence. And then there's the fence itself, my fence, how I think it should be made of available materials, and how those materials have to be ones I can lift, which is to say, sticks and some wire, but not as much wire as I wish. It has to be high because deer jump, but they're less likely to jump if they aren't sure where they're going to land, and they'll push on it and try to go under it. They don't have anything else to do, and to them, those blossoms smell better than barbecue. The fence grew by accretion rather than design. Towards the end, when things had to happen fast, there got to be sawhorses and lumber in it, strategically stored garden hose, a section made of ladders and extension cords. And inside the fence, strews of buckets and cardboard boxes, white plastic bags on stakes, yards of baling twine, of course, old clothes, historic tie-dye, ragged tarps, firewood. Every time I thought I could go and then saw a way they could get in, I had to deal with it or know I was giving up. Of course, there was no time for gates. In the end, I felt like I sewed the place shut and was so unconfident about it, it felt like I gave up. I walked down to where I parked my car and sat staring at a sprawling willow tree and said to myself, I'm sitting on the ground that's the earth, that's the dirt, and not everybody gets to do this. And I'm so exhausted I could cry. Obviously, I need a nap. But beyond that, I don't have much for problems. There's a bird chorus around me, an air that smells like an ecosystem. And I've moved into the bliss part of the pep talk when I hear deer crashing around in the brush, rasping out their deer sound. The thing is, all they have to do is get in somewhere, almost by accident, and then they wouldn't even try to get out. I can imagine where they'd sleep and everything. Anyway, happy ending, happy story. Went away, had fun, came home, picked peas. This fence is so ugly, it's an astonishment. It has the effect of plastic litter washed into a marsh on the tide. I'm not sure I could like myself if I got used to the look of this. But if I go down there and pull down all the ugly, terrible parts, I might just find myself standing out in the yard again, hollering about that fence not being a fence. And that's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.